Grand Rapids Parents Podcast, Episode 3. In this week's episode, we're talking with Ashley Made Photography about how to choose a family photographer, a recent visit to the GVSU surplus store, our upcoming Sky Zone playdate, and an intro to our back to school series that will launch on grkids.com very soon. Stay with me.
What's making parents happy all over Grand Rapids?
The Grand Rapids Parents Podcast from grkids.com. It's info central when it comes to kids and families, bringing you an honest, relevant, and encouraging look at our community.
With interviews, insights, and inspiration designed to help moms and dads navigate parenting in West Michigan. It's a game changer.
Parents in Grand Rapids, this podcast is for you. Welcome.
I'm Melody from grkids.com, and I'm excited to be back with you for another episode of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. If you didn't catch it, this week we published an article on the site about a visit to the GVSU surplus store. This is a little gem hidden right under your nose in downtown Grand Rapids by the GVSU campus. And what it is a place where GVSU has decided to unload their extra stuff, the things that they don't need around campus anymore. And I specifically was looking for an overhead projector to use in some of my crafting projects. But when I got there, I was really amazed to see the variety of things. So if you're looking for a computer, a notebook, office furniture, anything like that, check out our article on grkids.com about the surplus store. They are only open specific hours, and you want to make sure that you get to their website and show up when they are open. But you're going to get some great deals if you do. Another thing that's on our minds here is our upcoming play date at Sky Zone. That's right. Next Monday, we are going to Sky Zone. We are selling tickets on our website, and the normal price for jumping for 90 minutes is $18. And we have worked out a deal with Sky Zone where we get to go for $8. So, right, that's $10 off per person. Get your group together. The tickets are going fast. We only have 100 allotted to us, and we won't be able to increase that. So you want to make sure that you get those tickets ASAP, and you can find that on the Playdates tab on grkids.com. That is made possible for us because we have a sponsor underwriting the Playdate, and that is attorney Nancy Hillary. She does wills and trusts, and she's a personal friend. She's helped me out on some legal matters, consulting, and things like that. I highly recommend her. And if you are thinking, man, I really need to get that done, who do I call? Where do I start? She is gracious enough to offer you a no obligation consultation. You can just call her up and say, hey, I heard about you on grkids.com or the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast, and tell her what your questions are, and she'll give you some guidance. No charge for that. And what it does is it just helps you figure out if Nancy's the person that you want to be working with, if she's a good fit for your family. And she says the question I get asked the most is, how much does this cost? And she wants to give you an answer, but it's not one size fits all. So she needs to know a little bit about your family situation, and then she can kind of give you a ballpark price from there after you have a little chat. So you want to come and meet her at our play date. She's going to be there. You can also find her contact information on our play date, but her name's Nancy, and she's a really cool mom. One more thing before we get to our interview about choosing a family photographer, and that is it's back to school season. We are launching a series about back to school. We're going to be talking about some best practices for getting back to school. One of our writers is a school counselor, and she has some tips and tricks for parents to help your kids ease back on into school life rather than the shock of doing it all the night before. We're also looking at where you can get certain supplies and things like that. So tune into grkids.com. You're going to be finding some great school resources coming up here soon. If you have any content that you want us to cover, either on grkids.com or on this podcast, We would love to hear from you. Just shoot me an email. It's Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at grkids.com, and put topics for the podcast or topics for the website in your email and shoot us some ideas. We are totally grassroots around here. We come up with our content based on what our parents are asking us for. What does our community need? Our goal is to make you happy, and we do that by giving you what you need. So, and we don't know what you need unless you tell us. So go ahead and do that. Or if you're on our Facebook page, shoot our Facebook page a message and we'll get it that way too. Just contact us and we're happy to listen. This podcast is possible because of our sponsor support. And our sponsor this week is Maple Hill Golf, offering something called foot golf. Foot golf is a game played in groups of 3 to 5 with a soccer ball. The rules largely correspond to the rules of golf, but you don't need a lot of equipment. And it's only $5 for 9 holes or $10 for 18 holes. It's great for all ages and abilities. Everyone can kick a ball. Reservations are required. You need to call 616-538-0290 and tell them you heard about them on grkids.com. So without further ado, here is my interview with Ashley and Carl Malfight of Ashley Made Photography, and they are talking to us about how to choose a family photographer. Thanks for joining me, guys.
You're welcome.
Can tell me a little bit about your team. You guys are photographers. You have a photography business in Grand Rapids, but you aren't both behind the camera.
No, I am the photographer, and I do all the creative process, and Carl is, I guess, what you call my assistant.
I'm referred to as Mr. Carl by the children.
And you're very serious.
No, not at all. I'm professional goofball, and my job consists of playing peekaboo and making silly faces.
That's a wonderful job description. Ashley, you're lucky to have him on your team.
I am. I could not do my job without him, that is for sure.
It's a dream job.
So how long have you guys been doing the photography thing?
Our first technical client was in 2008, but we've been full-time for the last couple of years.
And it was actually Carl who bought the camera, right?
Yes. I actually went to school for photography and did all the dark room, black and white and film photography, and then worked in a commercial studio. And shot products and things that didn't move and felt very comfortable with that, but not so much with children and moving objects.
Yeah. So I ended up, we were expecting, and he got more of a traditional job and put the camera down, and it was just sitting there. So I started taking pictures of my kids, and one thing led to the other. And before I knew it, I was taking pictures for other people and self-taught, and here we are.
And you were pretty highly requested.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. We've had lots of friends that have referred us out, and we have a great word of mouth.
I like to think that they want Mr. Carl.
That's probably why they're calling. No, I have seen your work in person. One of my friends had you do her baby, and I got that in the mail, and I was just drooling. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to rewind time and go back and do this with my children, and now my youngest is 4. So yeah, of course we can still do pictures, but we're kind of past that baby point. So anyway, thank you so much for joining me here. And we're just going to talk a little bit about choosing a photographer, because on grkids.com right now, we have our photography guide coming out, and it's full of great Grand Rapids photographers, but they're not all the same. And choosing one can be kind of a tricky task. And you so gratefully have volunteered to help walk through maybe a couple different things that parents should look at when they're thinking about which photographer is best for their family.
Yes. Yep. So you have a couple things that you have to take into consideration. One of them is price point. Not every photographer will be priced the same. You'll have some lower and some higher price points, and you have to decide what fits within your budget.
Just let me interrupt there. So as a parent, is it a good idea for me to just, say, okay, I'm going to call her and I'm going to get the different prices. I'm going to say, okay, I've got
X number of dollars budgeted, so I'm going to go with a photographer that fits that number? Or is there maybe a different approach that parents could take?
Yeah, well, in our business, a lot of times it is kind of you get what you pay for. And oftentimes the higher price points, you get a little bit more of a quality product, a fuller experience. You're going to get things that are more customized to you, whereas a lower price point, you may be working with someone who is still building portfolio, who doesn't have a full client experience prepared for you. That may be kind of an in and out kind of session, as opposed to someone who's going to really walk through and make sure you get everything that you want.
Right. So price is definitely something to consider. But Carl, you had some suggestions about how maybe if you find a photographer that you love their work and you want their style to be the one that represents your family, what are some ideas how to get them to be able to work with you?
Right. There's so many different eyes that work a camera, and everybody sees things differently. So I think if you find the photographer that you love and you love their work and that's who you want to use, but they may be out of your price range a little bit, I would make that a priority, you know, for those big moments, at least, you know, when you just had a baby or your baby's turning one, and those are moments you don't want to miss. Try to save a little bit and plan ahead for a while and put some money away so that you can get the photographer that you really want.
Right. So maybe you splurge for the newborn photos and then you save up for the next milestone instead of having it be a yearly thing, whatever you can get to work for your family. And that's going to be different for every family. And appreciate you sharing those ideas. Another thing that we were talking about when picking photographers is style. That can range tremendously.
Yeah, yep. You're going to have everything from super conservative, very posed and very formal, to very lifestyle and photojournalistic and everything in between. And they're very different. They're going to be different experiences and different feels and different images. And they're going to evoke different emotions when you look at those photos. So you have to decide where on that line what you're looking for, whether you want a very formal portrait or if you're looking for something a little bit more photojournalistic and lifestyle.
Do photographer websites tend to reflect those styles pretty readily, or is that something that you need to call the photographer and ask about?
Oh, no, definitely. Their website is going to be a representation of their best work, and you're going to want to look through their portfolio. You can even ask them to see a full session, a client gallery they've actually delivered to a recent client, so that way you can get a good feel for their style and what they're delivering.
Have you ever had a client ask you for references?
You know, oddly enough, I haven't. Most of our business is built on references. I mean, it's word of mouth.
That makes sense.
We're not doing a whole lot of broad campaigning for our business. A lot of it is word of mouth referral. So I feel like they're getting that reference right off the bat.
Okay, so word of mouth is a reference. So let's say somebody finds your work on your Facebook page and they just want to know a little bit more about what it's going to be like to work with you. They'd like to know, have you delivered your product on time? Were problems and issues resolved in an easy manner? And that kind of thing. If they asked you for a reference, would you be willing to give one out?
Definitely. I think, especially you had mentioned Facebook, they have a reviews category now. And so you can read a lot of personalized reviews. And I don't think it's out of line to ask a photographer for several names of satisfied clients.
Okay, wonderful. And just the fact that you're willing to offer a reference says a whole lot about your work and your credibility.
We connect pretty well with our clients, and we see them a lot of them as friends, and I don't think they would be shocked if we asked them to do that for us. I think they'd all be very willing to do that.
So it'd be a red flag if you reached out to a photographer and they're like, I don't really give out references.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would turn around, I think.
Okay, yeah. So that's just another thing that parents can use as a tool to help evaluate, do I want to spend money with this person, this product?
Yep.
Talk a little bit about evaluating a photographer based on your time together, your experience that you're going to get. What should a parent be looking for there?
Yeah, I think that it's going to be different depending on the photographer that you choose, and you have to decide what fits your family, because there are going to be some photographers who you're not going to get a whole lot of pre-planning. You're not going to get a whole lot of outfit guidance, location scouting. You're not going to get most of that. You're going to get kind of a where are we doing this and come and go kind of feel. And there's going to be other photographers who want to hold your hand through choosing every location and every outfit and every prop and completely customizing your experience. And they're going to go above and beyond on every detail. And you're going to find a range depending on a lot of price point is going to have an effect on that. And then also just the personality of the photographer and kind of what their strong points are in their business model. So
it seems like, you know, once you find your photographer, it's a relationship because you've found somebody that you can work with. You get to know each other. I imagine you're getting to watch some fun kids grow up right before your eyes.
Absolutely. I enjoy it the most because most of our shoots, I'm just there on the shoot. And I don't do all the editing behind the scenes stuff. So I see them for a day and then the day's done and we have a great time and then they're gone. But then when they come back for their 1 year, I get really excited. So like, oh, there they are. They're so much bigger now, you know, and I didn't see them, you know, in between at all when editing and that thing. So it's fun for me for sure.
That's fabulous. So what makes Ashley Made Photography unique? I've heard a little bit about, I mean, just the fact that you're, you know, a married duo team with a professional goofball definitely sets you apart. But what are some of the other things that set you apart from other photographers in town?
Sure. I think one thing that sets us apart is that we often have long, ongoing relationships with our clients. They tend to come back several years in a row. We do watch their kids grow up. We will follow kids from newborn till they go off to kindergarten. And so I think that long-term relationship is to our advantage. The kids are more comfortable. The parents are more comfortable. And everyone enjoys the experience more.
And I think I need to add that you guys are really comfortable around kids, because how many do you have?
We have 5, under 8. So
under 8.
There's not a lot that will surprise or stress us out.
We've seen a lot of kid things.
Yeah. So your patience is like off the charts.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, we get that comment a lot.
That's great. And what about this T21 ministry you guys are doing?
Yeah, we have what's called a T21 ministry. It's where we photograph kids that have just been born or adopted with Down syndrome. We do that completely free. So if mom has just had a baby with Down syndrome, or you have just adopted a baby that has Down syndrome or a child that has Down syndrome, we photograph that child in celebration of that child for free.
Is that something where the parent needs to reach out to you?
Yes. You know, the Down Syndrome Association of West Michigan does some reaching out on our behalf, and they do try to inform people of that ministry for us. But yes, if you give us an email or connect with us in some way, we can give you some more information about that. Feel free to tell friends and spread the word. It's a blessing to the people that who may have been surprised by a child with Down syndrome and are still kind of processing those emotions and aren't quite sure if they're in the mood or in the right mindset to be doing a lot of celebratory photography in those first couple of days when baby is still new. And then also it's quite a great way to celebrate that new relationship of an adopted child and watch them as they grow.
That's a great gift that you guys are providing. What is the best way for people to get in touch with you?
We have a website, and that would be www.ashleymade.com. And we can also be found on Facebook if you just search Ashley Made Photo.
And
can also be found on the guide, the photographer's guide.
Oh, yes. Right. The grkids.com photography guide. They will be there, yes. Front and center. Exactly. Yeah. So just to sum up, you guys are photographers in Grand Rapids. You specialize in newborn and family photography, right?
Yes. Yep. We tend to do birth through the first year often. We do some maternity, and we also do some milestone, you know, year 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
Okay, but you don't do everything.
We don't do everything. We don't do seniors. We don't do weddings. We do very occasionally an extended family for return clients.
If I wanted you to come to my house and photograph my newborn all day long, would you do that?
We would not. No, we are studio photographers, actually, when it comes to newborn photography. We're not on location. We have a great studio in East Grand Rapids, actually Gaslight. And yeah, we would have you come to us.
Your studio didn't always used to be in East Grand Rapids, right? It used to be up two flights of stairs and in a warehouse.
Yeah. As of about a year ago, we had a space that was on the second floor of an antique warehouse. And our business model had kind of shifted. We saw a lot more newborn clients coming in. We saw a lot of moms who are 6 days postpartum trekking up two flights of stairs, which is not the easiest thing to do, especially if they have toddlers and diaper bags in tow. And right. We tried to help them the best we could, but ultimately decided if we were going to keep going that route, we needed to make some accommodations. So we immediately started looking for a space that was on the first floor that had close by parking.
And you found one in East Grand Rapids.
We did. Yes. Yep.
Wonderful. And when do you take appointments? Are you Monday through Friday? Do you do evenings, weekends?
You know, we're pretty flexible. We, depending on if it's the season for photography, if we can be outside or inside, might have a little bit of a difference on when we're scheduling. But currently, over the summer, we do evenings and weekends.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Grand Rapids Parents Podcast. Thanks to Ashley and Carl, we now have some tips for choosing our next family photographer. And if you are looking for a family photographer, you're going to want to check out the grkids.com photographer's guide. This photographer's guide lists contact information for a whole host of quality photographers around our area. And you're going to be able to get a sense of their style because there are sample pictures on there and also a little bit of description. So you'll be able to find out what that photographer is like and then reach out to them and see if they're a good fit for you, if they have things to offer that you would like. Until next week,